Christian groups preaching the need to keep the Almighty Sabbath days are often accused of legalism. In other words, many suppose that we are preaching nothing but law, law, law. It is a sad accusation and untrue in most cases, but that is how many Sabbath breakers see Sabbath keepers. What is legalism? In the 16th, 17th, and 18th centuries, when the Protestant Reformation was unlocking the minds of millions of Roman Catholics to the truth about salvation through faith in Jesus Christ, the term salvation by works meant trying to earn salvation by acts such as doing penance to win forgiveness of sins, paying the priesthood sums of money to pray for dead loved ones, acts of self-torture, flagellation, whipping oneself, kneeling for hours on end, auricular confession, turning the rosary, and the vain repetition of prayers to Mary and other saints. These man-made regulations were introduced by the Roman Catholic Church and influenced the lives of countless millions of believers through the Dark Ages. The Protestant reformers rightly exposed these practices as being unscriptural and absolutely worthless as far as salvation was concerned. The Protestant stand was, and still is, that according to Scripture, salvation is available free of charge by faith in Jesus Christ. Not by anything we could do, however worthy it may otherwise appear to be. This is what those early Protestant reformers meant when they accused the Catholic Church of trying to obtain salvation by works. However, as time passed, and when the truth about the seventh-day Saturday Sabbath became widely known, those who opposed obedience to the Sabbath of the Ten Commandments began accusing Sabbath keepers of returning to salvation by works, of being legalistic, of trying to earn salvation, of trying to work their way to heaven. It is a foolish charge when one stops to consider it. Because when we preach on the other commandments, such as the need to worship God alone, thou shalt have no other gods before me, Exodus 20, verse 3, the worthlessness of idolatry, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, Exodus 20, verses 4 to 6. Respect your parents, honor thy father and thy mother, Exodus 20, verse 12. Respect life, thou shalt not kill, Exodus 20, verse 13. Honesty, thou shalt not bear false witness, Exodus 20, verse 16. No one in his or her right mind would accuse us of legalism or of preaching salvation by works. But the moment we mention the need to keep the true Sabbath day as commanded in the Decalogue, then a cry goes up. You're being legalistic. You're preaching salvation by works. You're forgetting that salvation is a free gift from God. Don't you know that salvation is by faith in Jesus Christ? This is a monumental tragedy of willful ignorance. If unchecked, it will lead to a stand of determined and habitual disobedience, which is iniquity. Iniquity is a willful determination to ignore and break a known command of Almighty God. It could well be that most of the folks who take that stand do not want to obey the Sabbath commandment in the first place. To them, it is a burden, an inconvenience, and above all, an embarrassment, a constant reminder that the church made a colossal blunder when it jettisoned the true Sabbath day of the Decalogue and adopted the pagan rest day of Sunday. Were you to preach the need to keep Sunday, there would be no charge of legalism, no hands thrown up in horror. But the moment one preaches obedience and the need to keep the seventh day Sabbath of the Decalogue, there is an unholy uproar accompanied by wild accusations of legalism. These folk ignore the Savior's advice in Matthew chapter 19, verse 17. And he, Jesus Christ, said unto him, If thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. He saith unto him, Which? Jesus said, Thou shalt do no murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Now, after reading that statement, who in his or her right mind would accuse the Master, Jesus Christ, their Savior, of being legalistic? And yet, we can plainly see that the Savior was advocating obedience to the commandments as a way and a path to life. Here is another stunning statement by Jesus Christ. Turn to your Bible in Matthew chapter 5, beginning in verse 17. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Verse 18. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Verse 19. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. In view of these texts, my advice to you is that you ignore those who get hung up about legalism. Let them alone. and bear in mind these biblical facts. Number one, God's law is a schoolmaster, which brings us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. You will find that in Galatians chapter 3, verse 24. Number two, all God's commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever. You will find that in Psalms 111, verses 7 to 8. We have all sinned. That means we've transgressed God's law. You'll find that in 1 John chapter 3, verse 4. And we are under the death penalty. You'll find it in Romans chapter 6, verse 23. Number 4. But if we accept the Almighty's free offer of salvation by putting our faith in His Son, John 3:16, we are saved by grace. That is, we are saved by the great love, compassion, and mercy of God. This is the central theme of the everlasting gospel. Millions of pastors, millions of ministers throughout the ages and throughout the centuries have preached it, and it is still true. However, number five, after having accepted salvation, a true believer must take steps to live an obedient life. In other words, he or she must give up sin. This means no more paganism, no more idolatry, no more cursing, no more adultery, no more lies, no more theft, no more deceit, no more covetousness, and no more Sabbath breaking. Number six, not that these acts of obedience can ever earn our salvation. Oh no! Because salvation, as I've mentioned, is a free gift. Salvation cannot be obtained in any other way than by faith in God and His Son, Jesus Christ. Number seven. But, and here is an awesome, frightening fact. Bear this in mind. Willful disobedience, after having received a knowledge of the truth, will certainly keep a person out of the kingdom of heaven, no matter what he or she may profess to believe. We'll find this in the Bible. Turn to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 26. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 26. It reads, "For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins." Verse 27, "But a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries." Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind," meaning homosexuals, "nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. This is what the scriptures teach concerning obedience and disobedience. Christians who ignore these plain facts are deceiving themselves, and in the day of judgment, they will be astonished beyond words to find out how wrong they have been. Many, to their utter consternation, will hear these words. Turn to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, verse 22. This is Jesus Christ, the Messiah, your Savior and my Savior. These are his words. They're not my words, they're his words. Listen to them and make note of them clearly. Matthew chapter 7, verse 22 says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Again, I repeat, in view of these texts, my advice to you is that you ignore those who get hung up about legalism. Let them alone, and their Savior, on the day of judgment, will tell them what he thinks and what he thinks he will do. And what he says he will do, you can count on it. He will do it. Amen.